Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
I don't want to be.
Mercy endures forevermore. I welcome you to the Hour of Fulfillment. This is another episode that you will live to remember. Now, anytime the good news comes, I'm telling you, good things follow. And I am so excited about tonight. Something is going to happen that will change your life. Now, the essence of the Word of God is to give you a better placement in life. Now, before we go into the Word tonight, let's just have a word of prayer. Father, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise because of your mercy, your love, your counsel. Thank you because of the glory of God. Thank you because of your word. Thank you for your spirit. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that you will speak your word to us tonight by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, I'm asking, oh God, that you will help me to deliver the word in such a way that every destiny will be touched. Lord, I'm asking, oh God, that you will take charge of these vocal cords. I will speak your word in wisdom. And Father, Lord, I'm asking, oh God, for revelation knowledge of your word that will meet everyone at the point of their needs. Thank you, because I know by the help of the Holy Spirit, the name of Jesus Christ is going to be glorified tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Now, I welcome you again to the Hour of Fulfillment, and I'm believing God for a total change of story. Now, we've been on this series, Sweatless and Profitable Living. I know everyone wants to live a life of fulfillment. I know everyone wants to get out of stress. Everyone wants to get out of oppression and frustration in life. But the Lord Jesus Christ came to show us how to live a life void of stress, void of failure. Now, that can be challenges of life, but God has given us a way out, because there is no temptation that will ever come your way that God has not given you a way out of it. Now, if you don't locate the way, you may be thinking there is no way out, but I'm going to show you from the scripture today, because that is the manual for living. Now, listen to this. Life is designed to help you to achieve greatness and fulfillment. Life is designed to bring glory to God through your life. Now, listen to this. God created this universe because of you. Now, he didn't create it because of the devil, not for the demons, not to use you as an experiment. God created this universe because he got you in mind. Now, out of every being that was created, you and I, we are the only being that represent divinity on the earth. Not even the angels. That's why they don't have the body. We are designed to show how heaven looks like. We are designed to show how the power of God looks like. In fact, God flows through you to let the world know his power and his glory. So we are created in the image and the likeness of God, so that everybody will see his glory and his beauty in your life. I remember Jesus Christ was saying, and he said, the glory that the Father has given to me, I've given to you. So the same glory that was upon the life of Jesus, that started from the manger and he ended his journey as a manager of the whole universe, the same glory is in your life. Now listen to this. I was looking into this scripture and I discovered that God has given us a principle of life that when you understand it and you believe it, that life will be different from the way majority of people are living it. The Bible told us, he said, as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So that means in the kingdom of God, the principle of seed time and harvest governs everything. Not only when you give offering and tithe. Now watch this. The Bible says in Mark chapter 4, verse 26 to 29. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. So is the kingdom of God. I'm reading Mark chapter 4, 26 to 29. He said, 27 said, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Now watch the progression. Now he put the seed in the ground, he goes to bed, the earth minister to him by the grace of God and the power of God, and then follow the harvest. Now I was looking at that, how the farmer planted his seed, and he doesn't know what happened when the seed is in the ground, and the earth begin to do everything to make sure that what was planted bring forth the harvest. Now the Bible now said in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3, he said we are the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now, watch this. We are the planting of the Lord. Remember, he said, that is how the kingdom of God works. Now, just as a farmer plants seed in the ground, you are planted on the earth. You are planted on this planet so that you can bring forth harvest. So that means the harvest is attached to your destiny. You can't be here and fail. Now, watch this. The reason many struggle through life is because of wrong information from the enemy concerning their lives. Jesus began his ministry not by preaching religion. No, he was showing people how to live. Now, I have seen many times people think when you show pity on the people, that's when they change. No, they don't. Now, what changes people is the truth, not the pity. You can pity them, they will just feel temporarily relieved. You getting that? Temporarily relieved. Then they pick up their sorrow after that. Because it is only the truth of the word of God that changes destiny. Not just the way I feel about you. Yes, I feel the way you feel. Because you feel the way I feel does not take my problem away. Jesus Christ don't just feel the way they felt. He showed them the truth from the word of God. Now, when you come into this understanding that Jesus Christ came and he was showing the people how the Father loved them. Now, and he was showing that love and showing them the principles of living on the earth. It changes everything. Remember this. I am the planting of the Lord. Just as the farmer planted corn in his field and he doesn't know what happened, the earth minister to it, God planted me on the earth and is going to work things out for me according to his will if I trust him. Now, the highest level of frustration in life is to live without love. And I'm telling you, your case is different because your maker, your father loves you so much. Now, if any man hates you, they are just wasting their time. If situation looks as if you are hated, they are just wasting their time. Now, can I just talk to you tonight? Now, watch this. If you are frustrated and depressed because somebody hates you, that person is not going to live forever. I don't care. It can be your uncle. It can be your brother. It can even be your parent. They don't even care for me. They can't live forever. The one that is eternal promise that he loves you. So because of that, you can rest assured that whatsoever is going on in your life right now is so temporal, because when the harvest come, you forget the time of drought. I don't know what I'm talking to somebody tonight. Now, let me now show you what we've been dealing with for some weeks now in the book of Matthew, chapter number 6. Now, Jesus began to show the mystery and the principle of the kingdom of God. And he said in Matthew chapter 6 and number 28, he said, and why take ye thought for raiment? Now, he was teaching these people beside the mountains, and he was telling them, making life so real to them, so that he would take these people that have been under the Roman government. They've been abused, they've been misused. Many of them are just coming from a mindset of slavery. And Jesus Christ was showing them how to live a life of fulfillment and get out of that mindset. He said, "And why ye take?" He said, "Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin." Now I want to bring two major principles out of there. And then we'll be done for tonight. You can just go to bed and slap some devil and get them out of your life. Now watch this. I came to this conclusion by the help of the Holy Spirit that it is not what you do that prospers you, but what you believe. It is not what you do that prospers you, but what you believe. Now, we are in the culture of doing and effort. You say putting all your best. That is nothing wrong in putting it on your best. But I have discovered that many times when you put in your best and you don't get result, you get so frustrated and depressed. Because we want to get result. But Jesus Christ came and he was showing these people because he made them doing the same thing. Everybody is trying to just make two ends meet. And he was telling them God's divine agenda. He brought it home to them. And as he was, we're a Christian. You can just see the picture of Jesus Christ standing beside the mountain, and the birds were flying over his head, and he just asked all the guys that were sitting down there, and he said, "Oh, wake up, look up there." And they were looking up. He said, "Look at the fowl of the air." Now, I was so surprised that he never told them how they were flying. He never told them how they are building their nest. He just told them what they don't do. I don't know whether you get that. He said, "They don't sow. They don't reap. But Daddy took care of them." He just showed them what they don't do. Now he's not telling them don't work. He's just telling you that your life is the responsibility of your Father. Your life. You come into a place whereby you surrender everything to him and you allow him to just drive this car of your life. You ask him to be the captain of the ship of your destiny. Many people are dying today of stress more than the devil. Oh, man, just follow me. We're getting somewhere. The Bible told us that he said, these birds, they don't sow, they don't reap, and yet they don't lack. Because your heavenly Father takes it upon himself to take care of them. Now, it is quite absurd because nobody has ever heard that. Because all what people have heard is you have to labor, you have to try. And remember, the people he was talking to, all what they knew was the law of Moses. So they knew that if they don't obey all the laws, they can't get the blessing. Here comes somebody telling them about a father. Nobody has ever referred to God as a father. And Jesus Christ was not even saying that God is the father of those birds. Oh my God, I need to read that verse again. He said, "Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the leaves of the field. They don't grow." I mean, how they grow? They don't toil. They don't spin. Your heavenly Father takes care of them. Now, he was not referring to God as the father of the birds, but referring to God as your own Father. Now, if you are a regular reader of the scripture, you will discover that there is something very important that Jesus Christ was pointing the attention of these people to. Because he called God your Father, because the word Father is from the Greek word pater, meaning the originator, the transmitter of life, meaning the author, the preserver, the protector. So he was saying your originator, the one that put life inside of you, the preserver and the protector of your destiny, takes good care of these things that do not belong to him personally. He's not their father. God is not the father of the birds. He's your own Father. Now, if God can take care of those things, how much more will he take care of you? Now, I believe that's so deep. That's so deep. When it seems nothing is working, we many times think as if God has resigned his job. And because of that, we stop depending on him. And it's so easy to just do that one because many times the enemy convinced us that maybe God is no more interested in what I'm doing, or maybe I've done something wrong and God has abandoned me. Now, listen to this, children of God. There is nothing you can do that can make God to abandon you forever. There is nothing. Now watch this. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 54 and verses 9 to 10, if you are a child of God, God can never ever abandon you. If you are born again, God can never, never abandon you. Somebody say, but what if I sin? The moment you repent, that's the end of the game. That's all. God bring you back to your place and begin to minister his goodness and his love to you. Watch this. He said, for this is as the waters of Noah unto me. Isaiah 54, 9 to 10. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be wroth with thee nor rebuke thee. For the mountain shall depart and the yield be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. I will never, ever, that's what God said, remove my kindness. I will never remove my peace from you. It doesn't matter. He said, even if the mountains removed, I still stay with you. Maybe they give you a news from the hospital. Remember this, that God is not the author of that. You have every right under heaven to challenge whatsoever is going on in your life right now. Why? The love of God is for you, not for the sickness. The power of God in your life is able to conquer anything that the enemy is sending your way. The disciples taught the same thing, but Jesus can rebuke them, because many times when the challenges of life come, you think as if you are the only one in the boat. Yes. Oh my God, Jesus, what's going on? I don't know. I pray you didn't listen to me. Now let me tell you, he's listening. He's always with you. He didn't want you even to feed it. The disciples were in the same shoe. They were in the same shoe. And I remember they were in the boat and the storm came. The first thing they saw was that Jesus Christ was sleeping. And they screamed, Jesus, you don't care we perish. How many times we have said that? Jesus, I don't know what is going on anymore. It seems as if you want to punish me for what I have done. Now, Jesus Christ rebuked them. Do you know why they said that? They don't trust his love. Because he slept in the boat does not mean he's not watching over them. He's watching over you. He's ready to bring you to the place he has promised. He was in the boat with them. They never trust his love. But I want you to come into a place today that what God is set to do in your life, it doesn't matter what has happened in the past, God is still committed to the greatness he promised you. God is still committed to the healing he promised you. He said here, he said, the birds that fly in the air, your dad, not their dad, your own father takes care of them. How much more you? Jesus was showing us where God put you in his heart. You are better than anything that God created on the earth. Stop allowing people to tell you what God did not say. If you don't value yourself with the way God values you, I'm telling you, people will devalue you. And don't give room to that, because you are valued by God. Not even sickness, disease, poverty, affliction, your background can devalue you. You are not worthless. You are not empty. You are not insignificant. You are valued by God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the glory, the blessing, and the power that God has put inside of you. Can I just tell you this? The power that makes you, I want you to listen to this and write it somewhere. Now, I'm going to say it again. The power that makes you is the same power that sustains you. Do you hear that? The power that makes you is the same power that sustains you. Therefore, you are so valued like the one that made you.
You are so valued like the one that made you. You are as perfect as the one that made you. In fact, you are as perfect at the day that you are made, because the one that made you is the same one that is sustaining you. I want you to look at life differently. Instead of just sitting down there and allow the enemy to just keep on pouring negative into your mind, how bad you are, things that you have not done, tell the devil, Jesus Christ paid my price. Get out of here. All what the enemy is waiting for is to have a right mindset about the finished work on Calvary. We are not to practice religion. Religion will not work. I'm telling you, sentiment will not work. Pity will not work. I'm telling you the truth, because he never worked in the past. He's not going to work now. And let me tell you, the devil is getting more wicked. And the only thing you can use to fight him and take him out of the way is to have the knowledge of the truth of the word of God. Now, I'm going to be sharing something with you next week, because now there are so many things that come into our mind that we think we know. I was sharing something the other time in the church, and I was telling them how I was in the room and I was alone in the house. Everybody traveled. I was alone in the house, and I have a device on my phone that would tell me wherever my car is. Now, I'm the only one in the house, and the car was parked. And suddenly, I saw something on my phone that gave me an indication that my car moved. I said, okay, we'll have moved the car. So I didn't just pay attention. So after a few minutes, I checked, and he said the car moved 2 minutes away. 2 minutes away from the house. 2 minutes away. So I ran downstairs to find out what was going on. I opened the door. My garage was locked. Okay, what's going on? So I went inside to check my garage. I met the car there. Nothing was wrong with my car. And instantly, the Holy Spirit began to give me an insight into this, that we so much believe in what we were told more than the word of God. Now, I'm paying for that device, and yet it's lying to me. Now, you see, many times what you think you know may not be the truth. You need to know what the word of God says. And if you want to come into the company where God takes care of every of his own, you don't just want to be outside the camp. I'm inviting you tonight to Jesus, the Son of the Living God. I want to, if you want to get out of stress, you want to get out of this struggle, you want your life to be full of peace and joy, why don't you just say this simple prayer after me? Say, Father, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I throw all my burden. I cast all my cares on you. Take it over. I walk away free from today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you because you are faithful to your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And Sister Jan, tomorrow is another opportunity to learn the truth so that you can walk in freedom.
Amen.
What of that?
Amen. Wow. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that awesome word from the Lord. We are truly blessed. I'd like to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. Yes, that's tomorrow morning. We actually have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. in the morning, and the second service is at 10 a.m. So come out to one of those services, and if you need a ride, we'll be happy to pick you up. Just give us a call. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210, and we will certainly come and pick you up. Now, we're going to be talking about tomorrow's service when we come back, but right now we have the Walls group on the way with My Life. So stay with us. We'll be back after this.
I don't want to be that lie to make you second guess who I'm representing. No, I'm not perfect. No, I'm not ashamed to confess. I just want you to see that I'm trying. And no,
offense, but I just think it needs to be said. Y'all don't really get the picture. Focus your attention on what really matters instead. Believe it or not, I'm with you. Don't get too caught up in what you see on the gram. I will stay high for them, cause that's just who I am.
All right, we're back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, if you're just joining us, this is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. We are located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and we certainly are inviting you to come out tomorrow to our services. Now, tomorrow is a service that you don't want to miss. Tomorrow's service is Three Wonder Sundays. Now, this is the first of the Three Wonder Sundays in July. So the first three Sundays in July will be Wonder Sundays. Now, I know you want to know what these Wonder Sundays is all about. So we're going to talk to Dr. Abiola Idowu about that. Bishop, tell us about the Wonder Sundays.
Yeah, thank you, Sister Jen. Now, I have discovered this, that people have reduced church to religion. Let's just go there Sunday. In fact, people invite people to church so that the church can be full. No. That's not what Jesus Christ was showing us. Now, the church is a wonder boot.
Yes.
You get that?
Mm-hmm.
Where people come and their life never remain the same again. He said, I and the children that the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and for wonders. Now, wonders is ability to do things beyond your ability.
Mm.
Now, signs is giving other people direction for where to go.
Mm.
Now, this Three Wonder Sunday, starting from tomorrow, is to make you outstanding by the power of God. The glory of God will come upon your life, and the anointing of God will break every yoke of sickness and disease, and God will give you a divine idea to get fulfillment in life. I can't wait. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke to me by His Spirit, and I am so excited to see God turn the destiny of people around just like that as they release their faith to the spoken word of God.
Wow. So mm-hmm. that is the Wonder Sunday, and
yeah.
that's going to be tomorrow morning for two services. The first one is 8 a.m. That's the early service, and the second one is at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. Now, if you need a ride, just give us a call. We will come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number again to call for a ride is 646-8210. You certainly don't want to miss the Wonder Service at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. Now, Bishop, I want to just introduce to our audiences the Fulfillment family that's here in the studio with us tonight. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Brother Christian is here. Sister Thunder is here. And, of course, I'm yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. Now, we want to give a shout-out to Brother Clarence, who could not be with us tonight. But, Brother Clarence, we miss your presence here in the studio. We love you, and God bless you. So now it's time for us to get into that wonderful segment that we like to call the Moment of Change. And to take us right into that is Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and highly favored. I'm thankful being here in the studio with you. But, you know, as I was listening to the word of God, Sister Jan, I got to tell you this. You know, there was a revelation that just came when Bishop was, he said, the power that made you. Mm. He told us, he said, write this down. He said, the power that made you is the same power that sustains me. Yes. I said, man, I am more than a conqueror because that power is greater than all greater powers
Amen.
That I yes. can see. You know, so if you're listening to the program, that is the power that made you, that makes me and you, if you believe this now, if you believe this, it is the power that is greater than all powers we see on earth. Thank you, Bishop, for that revelation.
You're welcome.
I thank you, sir, because, you know, as we listen to you, we know we have been blessed on this program every Saturday to hear from you straight from the throne room. We just ask God to continue to increase you more, sir. You know, the unction over you will continue to increase. We thank the Lord for your life. And I want to thank all my listeners that, you know, we are back in the program this week. But, you know, as the word was coming, I want you to see something. Bishop, I want to ask this thing because we live in a seen world where things are physical. So everything that you're speaking to us is spiritual. It is a power of a spirit that created all things that are physical. Because you said the kingdom of God is like a man plants a seed, you know, and you don't know how that happens, because when you plant a seed, you just see the thing grow. All you had to do, sometimes you water it, sometimes you don't. And then the thing grows up, and that's what the kingdom of God is. So you're giving us a revelation of how God is in control of everything that we think we are doing. But here is the thing that I want to bring to discussion today, sir, is because we're trying to break this down to apply to our lives in a moment of change. It says, you know, people are so used to things that they forget the unseen things, which are the spiritual things. And more importantly, there is a world that we're living in. It's the natural world. And so what happens is when people rub shoulder with physical things day to day, they tend not to understand that these things that you're seeing are only temporal. And that the spiritual things are more eternal and are more powerful, because the physical things come from the unseen things.
That's it.
Help us understand this, because people try to do things because they see it. They walk to get food because they know, hey, if I don't do it, maybe I'm not going to get somebody else to give it to me. So they work hours after hours just to have enough to make it. But you're giving us a revelation and say, look, your dependence on yourself, on your ability to do these things, makes you fail, because you believe in yourself. Not the one that made you, like you are giving us the revelation. Your Father in heaven who is feeding the birds.
He's feeding the birds.
You know, you have to have this belief, this mindset, because if you believe wrong, you're going to have life wrong for you, because you do the wrong things. That's what you teach me. Your believing is very important. So help us understand these things, how to separate the physical from the spiritual, and being able to remember that, look, your physical environment, surroundings, everything that you think is substance is guided by your spiritual understanding.
You see, thank you, Brother Christian. It's true, you're already getting into next week, but I will now I will just open a little bit
please,
there.
Please.
You see, there are two forms of knowledge that comes into our mind. Now, the first level of knowledge is what is called sense knowledge. The sense knowledge is what I see with my five senses. What I see, what I taste, touch, smell.
Now,
the five senses.
Yes, sir.
And what you learn from school, your education.
That's right.
The technology.
That's right.
Like I just told you about what happened on my phone. Now, I mean, that's high level of technology, whatever, whatever. Whatever it is, that comes from the senses. Now, the second type of knowledge is the knowledge that comes from the Word of God. That one is called revelation knowledge. Now, if you know only the one that comes from senses, I'm telling you, you will fail. Now, Adam and Eve failed because they depend on that. Now, because what they saw was what they said. Look at this. He said, and when Satan took the fruit and he showed it to the woman, the woman saw it, and she said she was good to the sight and was sweet to taste. Senses. And she took it. And that was it. Now, the children of Israel, when they were crossing to the promised land, now, the thing they saw the giant. And they saw the chariot. And they said, we are like grasshopper. Now, do they see those things? Yes, they saw it. Now, That was from the knowledge that comes from the senses. Now, if you want to depend on what is on your paycheck, it's true, it's red. If you depend on that, you will die of worry.
That's right.
Now, Jesus kind of was not showing. He said, my father don't think that way. Mm. Now, when he was about feeding 5,000 people, they only have two fishes and five loaves. Now, if you are the pastor, you are Pastor Jesus, in that meaning, and you have two fishes and five loaves, and 5,000 people are to eat it, you will tell them, go home. There is no food here. But Jesus Christ was not depending on what the physical senses were saying. So that means there is a kitchen on the other side. Mm. Mm. You get that?
Yes.
There
yes.
is a kitchen on the other side that can cook for millions and billions. Mm. Let me now show you this. Each time you see anything in the physical, the original is in the spiritual realm. Mm.
Yeah.
So if you are challenged with something, just exchange it by faith. That's all.
Yeah.
Look for where it is in the Word of God and take it.
So, Bishop, about the scenario you gave us about your car, I needed it for Sunday because that educated mind was like, well, maybe there was a glitch with the app. But I was sitting at my mom's table taking photos off her phone, and my phone chimed saying she sent me two emails. And I'm sitting here looking at my phone like, that's impossible because I have her phone and I'm deleting photos. I didn't send myself an email from her phone. And me and my mom had a long discussion about the example you gave with the app about your car.
Mm.
But getting back to our lesson. So we're in Matthew, and you were talking about Matthew 6.
Mm.
And about how the birds are well taken care of, the littlies are taken care of.
Mm.
But as I scroll down to verse 33, there is something we need to do.
Yeah.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. How do we seek the kingdom and his righteousness? What is a person to do? Is it just reading the Bible? Is it just going to church? What is the person doing when they're seeking
the kingdom?
Yes.
Now, thank you. Well, I'm going to teach everything to verse 33. But since you are asking this question, I will just push a little bit out of it. Now, you see, a lot of people don't know when Jesus Christ says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, seeking the kingdom of God is asking, studying how God does things. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's what Jesus Christ was saying. It's not about, let me read the Bible. I have seen people reading the Bible, they don't even understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so bad. I'm so bored with that stuff. Now, because they are just reading, they are not seeking.
Exactly.
Now, Jesus Christ was saying, if you read the Amplified, he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and God's ways of doing things and being right. Mm-hmm. So, when you are seeking the kingdom of God, what are the demands? What are the principles? Now, if I have a need, what do I do?
Exactly.
Now, a lot of people say, but I have seen people say, they said we should give. I have given and I have given and I didn't get anything. Now, look at this. The person is giving, number one, probably it's not even giving in faith. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's giving under emotion. And some people, they give and they still harbor all manner of unforgiveness.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ said, even if you want to give and you have somebody in your heart, drop your gift and go and make it right.
Yes.
Now, but they think, you see, they can manipulate God. You can't. So, Jesus Christ was saying, that is a way of doing things in this kingdom. You can just come anywhere. Now, I can say, okay, I love you. I want to help you. If you don't follow the kingdom principles, it's not going to work. You see, we are bringing Babylonian system to the kingdom of God. It doesn't work that way. Now, when we know what is expected of us and we just do it, grace of God will reveal it. Then we take step of faith and it works.
Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You know, Sister Jan, this is great. The word of God in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 6 says, righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way.
Mm.
That's right. So that means that if you are in the right standing with God, as this word is coming, you know that this will keep you in the way. So, you know, I want you to just help our listeners, with all of us, to understand tomorrow is a day that they should be in the service.
Absolutely. They don't want to miss the service. Tomorrow is the day, because tomorrow is the first Sunday of the three Wonder Sundays of July.
Yeah.
So you want to come out tomorrow to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly at 7171 Arlington Expressway. And if you need a ride, call us. We will come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. We do have two services tomorrow. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. That will be a wonder service also. And the second service is 10 a.m. for another wonder service. So you want to come out to the first of the three wonder services in July for Wonder Sunday.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Thank you so much for that moment of change. That was Brother Christian and your Fulfillment family. That was an awesome segment. But now it's time for the segment that I like to call. This is my favorite part of this broadcast. And that's where we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of the people. And Bishop talking about the power of God, the glory of God, the anointing of God.
Yeah.
This testimony is a testimony that everyone is going to want to hear. So if you're about to do something, stop. Stop right where you are. You want to listen to this testimony.
Yeah.
This testimony is going to bless someone tonight, Bishop.
Man.
Now, this testimony is from a brother in our church. And I'm telling you, Bishop, he was there in the church with his father. His father was in church with him when he gave this testimony.
Yeah.
And he testified that he give all praise, honor, and glory to God for the mercy that he's had over his family. His testimony is that his father collapsed and died.
Yeah.
Not just collapsed, but collapsed and died.
Yeah.
He placed a call to you, Bishop. You will remember this. He called you.
I remember.
You prayed with them.
Yeah.
And his father came back to life.
That's it.
And he's there in church. He was actually there physically in church doing this testimony. Oh, my goodness. Is our God not faithful and mighty?
That is what we are talking about.
Yes.
The kingdom of God is about the power of God, not too much of talk.
Mm.
Anybody can talk.
Yes.
But when it comes to power, that is where the kingdom comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That is when it takes the devil's hand off your destiny. And tomorrow is another opportunity. It doesn't matter how bad the situation may be. Just bring that situation to Jesus.
Yes.
My God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we think or imagine. And that's going to be a victory in your life. Whatsoever is seemingly dead in your destiny is coming back in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. What an awesome testimony.
That's it.
It is so wonderful to see God confirming
his word
with signs and wonders.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So, Bishop, I'm getting ready to open the phone lines. And we're going to open up the line so you can give us a call. The number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. If you want Bishop to pray with you, if you have a question, maybe you heard something in the moment of change that may have stirred something in your spirit. Maybe you heard something in that powerful word that came that stirred something in your spirit, give us a call here in the studio. Bishop is standing by. He'll be happy to speak with you and or pray with you. The number to call is 904-296-2251. The phone lines are now open, and the number to call is 904-296-2251. So, Sister Thunder, we have some things going on in CREPA. The June is over, but July is tomorrow. So tell us what's happening in CREPA in July.
Well, I'm actually going to jump right over July and ask everyone to go ahead and pull out some paper and a pen or a pencil, because we have something awesome happening in August. Write down these dates. We have our church anniversary convention, and you want to make sure you get off work, take your time off, whatever you need to do, you want to make sure you attend. The dates are Wednesday, August 8th at 7 p.m., Thursday, August 9th at 7 p.m. Friday, August 10th at 7 p.m. Saturday, August 11th at 7 p.m. Wow. And we're going to wrap it all up on Sunday, August 12th at 10 a.m. So write those dates down. We're talking about Wednesday, August 8th through Sunday, August 12th. Okay, now I back up to July. Join us for our friends and family lunch on July 15th after our 10 a.m. service. That's Sunday, July 15th. We're going to have our friends and family lunch. Our friends and family cookout and giveaway, it will be held on Saturday, July 21st. The cookout begins at noon and the giveaway begins at 1 p.m. Also, write this down on your calendars as well. Join us for our Crepa Cell group. We meet on Saturday, July 28th from 5 to 6 p.m. Our cell groups are located throughout Jacksonville. Locate the cell group near you by calling 904-646-8210. We meet the last Saturday of each month from 5 to 6 p.m. Now, if you haven't gotten your book of Overcoming Faith by Dr. Abiola Dowu, book purchase can be available for you at WestvoPress.com, Amazon.com, Barnes & Nobles, and Books A Million. Now, we know many of you want to be a blessing to this ministry. So to contribute, you can do it from your cell phone. Just text as a single word, give and be blessed. That's give and be blessed to 73256. You can also visit our webpage at www.crepa.org. That's www.crepa.org. From the top right menu bar, select give. Select the drop-down arrow for Crepa Radio Support. Now, if you'd like to mail your blessing, you can mail it to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. Or, of course, you can bring it with you in the morning when you attend our service.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Thunder. Now, those are some events that you don't want to miss. And I'm so happy that you talked about the anniversary in August, because we'll be coming back with some more about that from Dr. Abiola Idowu a little bit later in the broadcast. But right now, we want you to know that the phone lines are open. We are back. We're live in the studio. We're here with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. He's standing by, ready to pray with you. He's ready to talk with you. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you need prayer, if you are trusting God for anything, if you have struggles in your life, give us a call. Let Bishop pray with you. Let him agree with what's going on with you, and God himself will fix it. I'm telling you, you see, every time we pray, something happens.
That's it.
God has the power to transform our life from the inside out through prayer.
Right.
Yeah. So
right.
Give us a call. Call us and let Bishop pray with you. That number to call is 904-296-2251. The number to call in live to the studio is 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, our anniversary. You know, we do need to get started on this, because we don't want anybody to miss it, because this year's anniversary is themed Higher Ground. Yeah. And I'm telling you, we are certainly heading towards higher ground.
That's
and
it.
So we want the people to get ready. We want them to have plenty of time to book their schedules and everything and take care of all of their business so they don't miss this awesome move of God.
Yeah.
And Bishop, tell us a little bit about what they can expect at this year's anniversary.
Yeah. See, higher ground is about changing of status. Mm-hmm. Is that God lifting you far above your widest imagination by his power and by his spirit. Now, everyone must be able to know that the first step to greatness is a changed mindset.
Yes.
And there is nothing that can change your mind and change your perception like the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those days, God is bringing men and women of God to speak God's Word into our lives so that we can see the way God sees.
Mm-hmm.
I had an experience, something I want to call an encounter with the Word of God, and the Lord began to show me that there are so many galaxies that have been discovered, about 2 or 3 trillion galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of them is about
55,000 light year. A light year is about 6 trillion miles. And each of them is about 55,000 miles in diameter. Now, we are talking about something about 660 trillion miles. And God wants to give everything in the planet for his children.
Amen.
Now, many times when you just see yourself in one small, one big, you call it big car, big house, you don't know what big means.
Mm.
You don't have an idea. And God is saying you can be seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places and be living a low life.
Mm.
Now, he wants to show you and I what it takes to change your status on the earth.
Yes.
Living in joy, living in peace, living in sound health. That is what higher ground is all about.
Yes,
amen.
I take it.
And that's our anniversary in August. It's themed Higher Ground. And you don't want to miss that. I'm going to come back to you, Bishop. But right now, I want to give that number out again to the studio. The number to call, we're here. We're live in the studio. Dr. Abiola Idowu is here. He's ready to pray with you. He's ready to answer any question you may have. You may have a comment. I know you heard something in that word that stirred up your spirit.
Yes.
So give us a call here live in the studio. That number to call is 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. You know, the Bible tells us that the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you need to call in and let Dr. Abiola Idowu pray with you. I mean, I know there's some things, and sometimes the enemy will tell us, oh, it's not going to do any good. You know, you reach for the phone and the enemy says, no, don't make that call. It ain't going to change nothing. Because, you know, Bishop, we sometimes really do believe that voice that we hear, and it's the enemy talking to us.
Oh, yeah.
But we believe that the negative is not going to happen. Mm. Nothing is going to change.
Mm.
But I'm telling you tonight, prayer changes things.
So if you need prayer, just give us a call.
That number to call is 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio again is 904-296-2251. Now, Bishop, you were talking about changing their status.
Mm.
And you know, that's one of the hardest things for people to agree.
Mm.
Because sometimes people get so comfortable. We get so comfortable where we are. We get so comfortable even with the challenges and the issues that we face.
Yeah.
We get so comfortable, we just begin to expect them. You know, we say, well, that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, that's just life. Yeah. Or, you know, this is what's just going to happen. There's nothing I can do about
it. It's always been this way.
Yeah, it's always been this way.
Oh,
we've always done it like this.
Hmm.
I mean, seriously. So, Bishop, you know, it's just going to have to take a move of the Holy Spirit to pierce that mindset so that people's heart and spirit can be open to a meeting like this.
That is why we spend more time, like me as a person, I spend more time in prayer than the time I spend in preparing the message.
Mm.
Because I know it's not just preaching to people that changes their life. Is preparing the spiritual atmosphere for their destiny to key in into what they're hearing.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because the enemy will fight anything against the truth. Now, I have seen people, they want their status to change, but they are not ready to do anything about it.
Mm.
And you cannot be expecting things to change when you are not ready to move.
That's right.
God will always ask you, what is that in your hand?
Yes.
Do you want me to heal you? You can't keep quiet and say, God understands.
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't want that way.
Yes. And so if you want your status to change, give us a call here in the studio, 904-296-2251. That's 904-296-2251. Bishop, we're going to go to the phone lines. We have Sister Darlene on the line. Sister Darlene, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I was calling for prayer for finances.
Finances. Okay. Now, if your father, your heavenly daddy, could feed the birds of the air, I'm telling you, he's going to fix that need now.
I want you to release your faith right now as we pray. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I give you all the praise because you know your daughter more than anybody. And as we are praying right now, your presence is in that room. Either in the room or in the car, your presence is there with her right now. So we agree together by faith in the name of Jesus. And I release the angels out. Wherever the blessings are, the breakthroughs, the financial help are, I connect you with them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I decree, because God, you answers prayer, that in the next 24 hours, Lord, your daughter will have a living testimony to the glory of your name. Thank you for hearing me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Darlene. God bless you. Bishop, we're going to stay with the phone lines a bit.
Okay.
We have Brother Ben on the line. Brother Ben, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I just need prayer for direction and guidance.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. I'm going to pray with you, my brother. God is interested in directing you. That's why he gave you the Holy Spirit. And as we pray tonight, I'm believing God that direction will come. God of heaven will lead you. He's not going to be under stress because he already said, he said he will lead you to the fountain of living water. And Father, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. And I pray for your son by the authority and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, that you will speak directly into his heart. Lord Jesus, direction to where he's supposed to be, what he's supposed to do. Lord, because the Bible says, he that asketh, receiveth. We are asking right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that divine direction, shut up right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I thank you because I know you have done this and your son will have a testimony in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Amen. Brother Ben. Amen. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open. The number to call is 904-296-2251. The phone number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Get your call in if you want Bishop to pray with you. Give us a call. He'll be happy to pray with you. That number to call is 904-296-2251. Bishop, I'm telling you, I am so looking forward to this Wonder Sunday tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I look forward to all of our Sundays.
Yeah.
But when you tell me that it's going to be a Wonder Sunday,
yes,
and I know that God is every week, God confirms that word with the signs and wonders. I don't know what to expect. I'm telling you, anything can happen.
Anything
so I'm very excited about that. Okay, I'm going to go back to the phone lines. We have another caller. It's Sister Regina. Sister Regina, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Good evening. Hi, I'm calling for prayer for my family for help.
Her family for help. Okay. Now, let's pray. Father, I thank you for your daughter. The Bible says you are the present help in the time of need. Lord, and you will not deny yourself. Your word stands forever. Even when heaven and earth passes away, you never change. Father, Lord, I release divine help to your daughter. Receive divine help right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare, wherever those things are, I release them to you and I say, take it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Regina. God bless you. Well, Bishop, our time is about up and we've got to get out of here. We want to thank everyone for calling in tonight. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Come out to our services tomorrow, 7171 Arlington Expressway. The first service is 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. We've got to get out of here, but we'll be back next week, Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Until then, remain blessed and remember, Jesus is alive.
Wow.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.
For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.